And this may be one of the most challenging relationships we have, isn't it, with China, because they're trying, we have a sort of fits and starts. How does the global group deal with a country like China?
Well, I think there's, and you're raising the issue that, you know, we're all thinking about. We've got to figure out how to separate a global economic competition from our own country's security self-interest. We cannot compromise our security, but at the same time, we can't allow that argument to take the place of economic competition, because you know, throughout the history of our civilization, that economic competition is what's fueled the development of new cities and new states and new countries throughout time. So one of the hard things that we've got to deal with is how do we maintain, if not increase, our competitive edge economically, at the same time protect our own security interest. Or another way of saying that too is, how do we allow economic competition in the business community to compete with each other, and we get a better product, a cheaper product probably, going forward, but at the same time, make sure that we maintain our own security interest so that we're not compromised as a nation.
And will what you're asking for funding for, or maintained funding for, does that help in that conversation?
Oh, I think so, because one, the military support that this organization has would not be there if they didn't think it was in our self-interest from a strategic military standpoint to be engaged.